can't just like someone by touching them.
Even well, if your eyes are closed, may I don't feel silly. I mean that seriously.
Yeah.
When you don't know who it is, you can tell just by the touch?
I could not be, no, I could not be stimulated in any area.
Bozo Circus is on the air. With Bozo, the world's greatest clown. Oliver O'Oliver. Cookie, our cookie cook. And the Broskies will be here. Bob Trendler's Big Top Band and Ringmaster Ned, that's me. And here is a cast of thousands. How do you feel? Oh, you look good and you sound good. It's nice to see you. Hope you enjoy yourselves. How are you? Thank you very much for letting us be with you. I'm not sure how many of you remember a very, very favorite song of a few years ago, Swinging on a Star. I'm pretty sure that most of you do. Well, we're going to sing that today. Bozo and Ollie will lead the song, and Cookie, one of the world's great song illustrators, will illustrate this song while you at home and you folks here join in singing this old favorite, Swinging on a Star. Mr. Trendler, is the band ready? Let's go.
His back is brawny and his mind is weak. He just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Would you like to swing on a star? Harry Moon leaves home with a jar. Is an animal with dirt on his face. He seems all a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's bad and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't give him a feather or a wing, you may grow up to be a pig.
That was great. Balzali, you were just great. And Cookie, you were working so hard. Let's see what you did. Let's see what you did.
I did just what the song said, Mr. Ned. Now, see, there's the pig they were singing about. And look at the dirt on his face.
Oh,
and his
yes.
clothes are a terrible disgrace.
That is nice. Very nice.
And here's the fish, Mr. Ned. He swims in a brook. I even put in the hook.
Isn't that a nice fish? Yes.
And here's the monkey, Mr. Ned. See all the monkeys? Oh, the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
No, that's
Every
true.
Day we meet quite a few.
Yes, sir. Very good.
And here's the mule, Mr. Ned.
Yes,
with
there's
his
that.
long funny ears, he kicks up at anything he hears.
Come on, come on, quit your kidding. Come on, let's get on. Come on.
What do you mean?
Well, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, Mr. Ned. This is a picture of a mule.
I don't see a picture of the... Where's the mule?
Well, he's right behind the tree.
Where's the tree?
Well, that's right behind the barn.
Where's the barn?
That's right behind the haystack, Mr. Ned.
Oh, come on. Where's the haystack?
Well, the mule ate it.
I don't even see a mule.
Well, you wouldn't expect him to stay around after he ate all the hay.
Oh, boy.
Hi, out there. This is your magician Sugar Bear with a magic trick, free and super sugar crisp. Five different magic tricks and all, like a disappearing ball. Now you see it, now you don't.
This is the new Dancing Dawn.
Tu mets ton redette sur le dessus, mon frère? Oui. J'ai mon grand abonné à moi, dans son oreille, dans son rancher en français, right? Oui. 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 Je suis bon train, quand on me voit faire, moi. Oh, but you're the bon brin. Yeah. Oh. Toujours le bac, mine de rester word to the bon. Left bank in the Louvre, huh? Thank you.
Hey, Booth. Louvre
Johnson, huh?
Booth.
What?
I can get you to a doctor in 5 minutes. Come on.
Oliver, I
am. No, Bo's, it happens to guys. You're getting long in the tooth, Bo's. It happens to guys. Yeah, come on, let's go. You'll be all right.
Okay. Oliver, now, would you stop interrupting me?
I'm talking
over a business deal with a friend of mine.
What friend? Come on, boy. Come on. Just come in. Maybe it's the change of weather. Maybe you'll be all right now.
What are you talking about?
You gotta go. You need a doctor.
I can't, Oliver. I'm here having a conversation with a friend of mine, and you just interrupted me. Will you please go away? Because we're talking over contract terms.
Right, now, let's... All right, where's your friend now? Where's your friend?
My friend's right in here, Oliver.
It's right in there.
Right in my hand.
Okay, Bose, now just keep right in there. We'll go right to the doctor. Come on.
Would you
come
get
on,
your
Bose,
lunch?
You can't tell your old friend all now. You call me diddle-lock and all, but I'm not dumb enough to think you can talk to a friend in here.
I've got a friend in here.
Bose, come on, you talk
to him. He's my friend. He's Pierre, my friend.
Pierre? What is Pierre?
Pierre, the French talking flea.
A French-talking flea?
Yeah, it's a little teeny flea, and I've taught him how to speak French.
Bose,
he is on. So good, Oliver. He is really good. He can really speak perfect
Bose,
French.
Bose, it's tough enough to find a flea that talks English, let alone French. Come on, you're talking all off.
Oliver, I'm telling you for true that Pierre, my French-talking flea, is right in here. Hi, Pierre. Oui,
chanson. Let me just.
La chanson, eh?
Oh, you got a little flea in there.
Why not?
Now, wait a second. You were talking French, but I didn't hear Pierre. I didn't hear Pierre talking like that. Let's see if he talks French.
He talks French? Okay. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, s'il vous plaît. Un chevalet coupé. Un beau coupé dans votre oiseau.
How about that, huh?
That was good. That flea. There you did again.
Yeah. This is on a Francais cafe.
Oh, Eiffel Tower. Maurice Chevalier.
How about that, huh?
Oh, wait.
You know what, Oliver?
Why did you do?
I got the flea over at the flea circus because the flea circus has just been getting so dull lately, nobody wanted to go see it.
I know, Everett.
It's the same old thing every day.
So you train this
so
guy?
So I trained this flea to talk French, so to make it a little bit different. Now he can do his tumbling act in French. Yeah.
But, folks, how long did it take to train a guy to talk French?
Well, you wondered why I didn't go to the show or wouldn't go play games sometimes. I said I was busy. I've been busy for 6 months. Teaching him how to speak French.
6 months all that time, and the money you must have invested.
Well, Oliver, this is one of the rarest things in the whole world.
Oh, can I get a look at him and see what he looks like?
Yeah.
He's got a little beret.
Yeah.
Little mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's got a little like a painter's frock on?
Yeah, I know it, and he speaks beautiful French, Oliver.
Oh, Boat.
Yeah.
What, 6 months?
Six months to train him, Oliver.
Boat. I'd like to talk to him. Let me talk. What's his name?
Pierre.
I can't talk French. I can't talk French, but I'd like to talk to Pierre.
Oh, that's all right, Oliver. Do like I did. Read it out of a book. I got a book that you can speak French with.
I don't have a book.
I got it right here. Oliver.
Is he gone?
I reached for the book and he got away. Pierre.
What's his name? Pierre.
Pierre.
Pierre, come on.
Pierre, there you go.
Pierre.
Watch out. Oliver.
Pierre.
Be careful where you step. He's so little, you can't even see him. Just tippy-toe,
Pierre! Pierre!
Oh, he's gone!
Pierre!
Oh!
Pierre!
I think he's gone forever. Oliver, I'll never find him. He was so little teeny, Oliver. Look around. Oliver, Pierre!
6 months to train him.
He's gone.
All
that I'll never see him again. He was a little one, and I just cut him out of
his... Don't move, Bose. Don't move. Bose, don't move. Just stay where you are. Don't worry, Bose. I'll get him.
What did you hit me for?
Oh, there was just a little flea on your shoulder. But don't worry, Bose. I took care of him.
Oh, just a little flea.
You.
Oh, no. Cookie, you couldn't have.
Yeah, I did. It was no trouble at all.
You really did. Look, Oliver.
I
There's a little mustache and a little beret. That's all there is left of him. He's gone. And he'll never come back. That was Pierre, my French talking flea. And I trained him for 6 months to talk French. And now he's gone forever. Smashed into the RNL like nothing.
Is that all that's bothering you?
I'll never get another one.
Is that all that's bothering you?
Yeah.
Is that all there is?
What do you mean, is that all? I'll never find another French-talking flea.
If that's all you want, Bozo, I know where there are at least 10,000 fleas that speak French, and you don't even have to teach them. They already know.
You do? They do? You are? Where are they?
Well, they're right over here, Bozo. Right on Fifi, the French poodle.
Oh,
Fifi! Come here, Fifi, come here. Let me see.
I'm Tony the Tiger, and for years I've been saying Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes are great! But I'll bet you don't even know what they're made of, do you? Well, it's this. The golden goodness of corn. Kellogg's takes it, flakes it, sweetens it with just the right amount of sugar, and then adds vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. And the taste? Well, you tell them, little buddy.
They're great!
Oh, right on, Tiger.
Hey, son, join the Kellogg's Raisin Bran celebration dance.
What are we celebrating?
Take the plumpest grapes that you see in two. Turn them to raisins two by two.
Whoopie!
Plump go east, juicy go west.
Whoopie again!
Frost up with sugar to taste your best.
Oh, what are we celebrating?
More people are eating Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Oh, let's have a celebration.
Exploring what we'll do in a few moments, we'll know who's lucky. Our players, one boy and one girl, will be chosen by the magic arrows. Mr. Bob, please.
Mommy.
It's a girl, but she's a mom. It's a little girl behind the mom. I think it's the girl in the purple dress. That's the girl. All right, let's try for a boy. It's on a boy's arm. No, ma'am. It's on the boy behind in the dark shirt. Blue shirt. We have him? All right. While he's coming down, we'll get acquainted. What is your name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne, how old are you?
Six.
6 years old? Well, good luck to you. We hope you have a lot of fun and win some fine prizes. Excuse me a minute, Yvonne. What is your name?
Bernard.
What is it?
Bernard Robinson.
Bernard, how old are you?
10.
Well, good luck to you, Bernard. But before you complain, I'm going to put you to work. Will you take this dollar, Bernard, and put it in bucket number 6, please? Just walk over there and drop it in. Thank you. $53 in bucket number 6. $53, and we'll add a dollar every day until someone wins them all. $53 plus a Schwinn fastback bicycle and lots of other prizes. And now for all you boys and girls at home, let's go over to the Bozo drum. Yvonne, close your eyes. Reach in when we get the door open. Pull out a card and hand it to me, please. You got to reach way in there.
Oh, my goodness.
And the girl's name is Celeste Hickey from Lyle. Fine. Thank you, Bob. Bernard, close your eyes. Reach in, pull out a card, and hand it to me. Good. The boy's name is Joseph Capozzello from Chicago. We have the players. Come on over, Bernard. Stand behind Yvonne. Yvonne, will you put your toes up just a little closer? Fine. Do you know how to play the game?
Yes.
All right. Take your time and good luck to you. And Celeste Hickey and Lyle, stand by at home. Let's play the game. Take your time and put it right in here. Good girl. A book record set to make learning to read a lot of fun by Columbia. And also for your mom, Loop the Loop Hosiery from Burlington Cameo. Number two. Good. Spill and Spell by Parker Brothers. You like that. And Snap a Can, a unique new handle coaster combination. Number three. Too bad. Did you have fun? Good. Celeste Hickey and Lyle will mail prizes to you, and she's a nice young lady. Bernard, do you know how to play the game?
Yes.
All right, sir. Toes right up on that line. Good boy. Take your time. Good luck to you. And Joseph Capozzello in Chicago, stand by. Here we go again. Right here. Good boy. And here's a book record set for you to make learning to read a lot of fun by Columbia. And for your mom, Loop the Loop Hosiery by Burlington Cameo. Number two. Good boy. Fliptail the Swimming Fish by Kenner for good fun. And Snap a Can, the unique new handle coaster combination. Number three. Good. Kenner, the Easy Show movie projector. Boy, that's nice. Number four. What a laugh. Good job of fire. Joseph Capozzello in Chicago will mail prizes to you. And he's a fine young gentleman.
Get yourself ready for a trip. McDonald's Land.
One bright sunny day in McDonald's Land, Ronald, Big Mac, and their friend Tim were on their way to McDonald's when suddenly...
The burger alarm!
Cried Tim. Ronald knew in an instant what had happened.
Why, it's that crafty old Hamburglar stealing all those delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Said Ronald.
What do we do?
Well, not even a crafty old Hamburglar can pass up a McDonald's chocolate shake.
Said Ronald. And sure enough, the crafty old Hamburglar went for it. But then, like Ronald said...
Wouldn't.